everybody. D-Line, I'm in the post on this Friday night following the Sixers 123-114 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Kings were kind of pesty. They just wouldn't go away. But the Sixers came up with a huge third quarter. They outscored the Kings 37-31 in that third quarter. And then just some tremendous defense down the stretch, really Embiid with two monster blocks. His ability to go and like recover and help, it's really fun to watch. He did it the other night, I believe, against Cleveland also, and maybe even did it. He had a defensive presence like that in that Indiana Pacers game. So the Sixers pick up the victory. They now have won 28 games at home. They are 44-25, and they are tied with Indiana record-wise, but because they have the tiebreaker, they are in the third seed. After Indiana had beaten the Thunder last night, they had bumped themselves up and were a half game in front of the Sixers, and now the Sixers, with their victory tonight, now they're in the third seed. And it really could go back and forth like this for a little while, because the Sixers have some tough opponents coming up, one being in the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday afternoon. And then they will be down in Charlotte on Tuesday and have a back-to-back coming home Wednesday night to entertain the Boston Celtics. So an important stretch coming up, but they do what they needed to do first and foremost, and that was beat the Sacramento Kings. I can't wait to hear from everybody out there. They're all going to be loving on Jimmy Butler. Yes, arguably his best game as a Sixer. And more importantly, I'm one of those who I've been saying, I think he just lets the game come to him. But what I've been hearing in Brett Brown post game tonight was that, you know, we all got to do a better job, and they did things differently, and he is athletic, and you need to take advantage. And Brett Brown saying, you know, we need him to play like he did tonight for us to really go places. And that's not all on Jimmy. That's on Brett, that's on his teammates, and it is also a little bit on Jimmy. He was 8 of 14. I always say the guy gets to the line. He was 6 of 7 at the line. He also had 7 assists and 6 rebounds. The 7 assists I love because it means they are getting the ball in his hands a little bit. And he's that kind of player. I mean, he doesn't have to take it all for himself. The other bonus I like is that the shot distribution. You know, you have arguably, you can compare maybe the Golden State Warriors, or people will say, well, that's the best starting five in the NBA. But if you put them by themselves out there, I think most people would say this is now the next best starting five you could have. Jimmy Butler had 14 field goal attempts. Tobias Harris had 16. Embiid, 19. Redick, 12. Simmons, 12. I mean, that to me is just, it's well distributed with all those guys deserve the touches. And I always say Embiid deserves to have the most, and on most nights he will. And on this night he did. He actually had 21 and 17 boards to go with his 4 block shots and 3 assists. And he also had a steal. The other night I was so frustrated with the 21 turnovers. They come out tonight and they have 10 less than that, to have 28 assists and only 11 turns. So I went and I saw, because we know they're usually a turnover machine. That was the 16th game this year that they've had 11 or fewer turnovers. So it's not a regular for them, but they look so much better when they take care of the basketball. So I want to know, who was your MVP of tonight? We know who Brett Brown said was the bell ringer, and that was Jimmy Butler. And I'm sure there'll be a lot who say, because he was phenomenal. But you can share that. I mean, I think there were a lot of good performances. Another one for me was the fact that a Tobias Harris can be 2 of 10 at halftime and then finish with 19 points on 7 of 16 shooting. I mean, to be able to get it together, I like that aspect of it. And I would say that Tobias, I'll second what he said to Tom McGinnis, that he thought as a group who they were defensively was really good tonight. And I would concur. 610-632-0975. We'll kick things off with Drew in Westchester. Good evening, Drew. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, did you watch that game?
Oh, I did watch that game, and, you know, I got to give love, you know, credit where it's due, and it definitely goes to Jimmy Butler tonight. I think he needed to come back in this game and really show that he's here and he wants to play here and be the man that we all know he can be. So I guess that game off, you know, did him a lot of good because he really impressed me tonight, and I really think he was probably the MVP of the game.
Yeah, he was, definitely. That's true. He did have the game off the other night. Fresh legs. I thought the start of this game, though, they all looked like they had energy. I mean, Embiid to start the game was everywhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, the whole team played, I thought, outstanding. I mean, I know it was, you know, Sacramento, which is still a tough team. You know, nothing to get.
They are,
I mean,
and they're fighting for that eighth spot out west.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a good win. It wasn't like, you know, the other day where they, you know, squeaked through, what was it, Cleveland, I think, or whatever.
Correct.
You know, so
yep.
It was, you know, it was definitely a well-earned win. They had me a little concerned there, but we were never really too high up on our points, and, you know, it was kind of a competitive game, but they were able to close it out at the end, which is what you need to do.
Absolutely, and one of the things I think they're doing better that used to not be the case, they used to be a terrible third quarter team. They've completely switched that. Third quarter has
right.
They come out of the locker room, you know, ready to go.
Right, and real quick, I just saw the Flyers had a tough loss, D.
Is it 7-5 the final?
7-6, they actually got a goal.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they made 7-6. It was tough there. They actually had a chance at the end, too, but
that might
happen.
That might be the end of the we got a chance thing.
Yeah,
right?
it's looking pretty grim for the Flyers at
yes,
this point, D.
I would agree. All right, well, maybe right. I'll have to come to the side of the team you pull for in the state.
Well, you know, it's in the same state, so if you want to come join the evil empire, that's all good with me, Dave.
Right.
Always taking new members.
I'll think about that one, Drew.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Drew's our Penguins fan, but he's a friendly Penguins fan. 610-632-0975. The Flyers had a back-to-back situation, so they went across the border, north of the border, and were playing Toronto. I believe I saw where Brian Elliott had 18 saves in that first period. It must have been crazy, and then it ends up a 7-6 loss for the Flyers. But we've been talking about the Sixers, who beat the Kings 123-114. Austin and Villanova. Austin, thank you for calling the Fanatic. How are you tonight?
Dee, it's always a pleasure.
You sound like you're driving, so were you down at the center?
I was down at the center, but you usually see me in Delaware with the Blue Coats.
Ah, there you go. Yes. I'll be down there tomorrow night. They played tonight too. Everybody played today.
Yeah, everyone played tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was at the last two games, the Cleveland game and this game tonight, and it kind of hit me that the Sixers are they are now the team that they once played against, and that has gone full circle with the process, because the Sacramento Kings and both the Cleveland Cavaliers, both young teams, both developing young players, both stayed in it for as long as they could. And
sure.
At the end, the Sixers kind of stopped toying around and pulled out in the closing minutes. So it's so funny to see it come full circle.
Full circle, sure.
Yeah, and it felt like tonight I noticed more so than ever that they were looking to exploit certain matchups, and they were feeding Ben Simmons in the post against De'Aaron Fox and against Buddy Hield. They had Jimmy Butler running a lot of point, and you know it was just sort of a balanced attack on all fronts, and that's exactly why you have a big four, a big five, because Tobias gave you 20. Butler gave you 20, and B gave you 20, and Simmons, I think, gave you at least 15.
18, yeah, he did. You know what's so funny about that is that a year ago, we would have all, I at least, was like, just post Ben sometimes because he's so much bigger than the point guard that's guarding him. And he was so adamant, and I would say Brett was pretty adamant, that he is our point guard, he is our point guard. He's still the point guard, but going and putting him, posting him on that low block against those smaller guards, it's just smart basketball.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think amongst the fans, there's a misconception that if you're not handling the ball, you can't be the point guard.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's that Ben Simmons has the versatility to and do the strength to play 1, 3, 4, and occasional 5.
Yeah,
so why not take advantage of that mismatch and get him down in the post?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, I think that I like his little jump hook. That's one of the shots I actually do like of his. And his other one is, I'm not crazy about his fadeaway, but he does like that sometimes on that low block, too.
Yeah, the last thing for him, I think, is just to realize that he's a righty and to shoot the ball right-handed, because it's so obvious every time he shoots the ball, he's using that right hand more than the left hand.
Yeah, he's ambidextrous when he gets down there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Maybe we should have him try to shoot a right-handed jumper from the corner of the key.
I mean, you know what? Listen, if it goes in and it has range on it, I'm good with whatever.
Yeah, I was half joking, Austin, but no, only because we were talking about how he uses his right hand a lot down low.
Yeah, no, definitely. And look, another game, a win's a win. That doesn't matter how much you win by against.
No, not at all.
It's about building that chemistry. That's what it's all about.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, that's about as good as that 5 looks and can be so equally. In terms of offensive distribution, not just of who made shots, but how many shots each guy got.
Absolutely.
All right, Austin, have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you for calling the Fanatic. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Sixers victorious tonight. They are now 44-25. I always like to say, if the playoffs were to happen tomorrow, they would be matched up with... Actually, you know what? That's a dead... Detroit won, but they and the Nets have the same record, so I'll have to look up who has that tiebreaker. I'm not sure. They have Detroit in the 6th seed, so I'm assuming that Detroit has the tiebreaker there, and that would make for a 3-6 Sixers-Pistons. Which is the way I think this is actually going to end up. I know these next couple of games, there's some challenges for the Sixers. The Pacers' schedule is tough. But I would have had them losing to the Thunder. And that was not the case last night. They won by 2. So I'm not taking anything for granted with the Pacers, because they have hung around in when people had them written off. Because they lost Victor Oladipo, and they remain competitive. 610-632-0975. Hop on with us. Keep the Sixers conversation going. I go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, good evening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
D, you know, I got to tell you, what a fun night it would have been to sit out at the center with you and the legendary Jim Lynam and just get to sit there and watch the game. And just listen to you two go back and forth, interject a little bit here and there, and pick your brains on basketball, because there's no two people I'd rather be around with Devon and with Joe Torty to sit there and watch a 76ers basketball.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we have a good time watching games.
This was the definition of camaraderie, in my opinion. You know, like, I watched Sacramento last night keep it close with Boston. At one point was up, I think, 17 on Boston. Boston climbed back in it to win it. Kyrie had his second triple double of his career. And, you know, look, I remember the game they played against them in Sacramento, in which Willie Cauley-Stein was literally in Joel Embiid's head all night, and Jonah Bolden, I think, had 4 fouls. Like, this was the game you needed to show, and like, I hate to feel like, you know, they need to be on the home floor to have this camaraderie, but like, it's 1 in 6 games, every 6 games that this team comes out this way, and when they do, you're just like, where is this the other 5 out of 6?
Sure, because
it's
what you believe is possible. Yes, it's what you believe is possible. All right, the one thing I'm going to tell you, Chris, that I did like is because they've had some guards come in there and light them up into the center. And I thought they did a very good job on De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield, because the two of those guys are really capable of putting points up on you. And they were a combined 8 of 23 from the floor.
See, you know what, though, D? When I look at Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox, like, I think of Larry Nance Jr.'s, like, these are guys, like, I'm not truly scared of them as much as I am, let's say, a backcourt that involved Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Now that's split up,
you know, it's just like, I don't know that, you know, like, that I'm more scared of than I am Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox.
You're missing what my point was, that, I mean, because I could go down the list, whether it's Devin Booker, Mike Conley. I mean, they've come in, there've been a lot of guards that have had their way against the Sixers. And I just thought defensively they got a better effort out of their perimeter guys tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And see, you know what? Maybe I'm a little, and Brian said this to me, I'm the only one who really calls and mentions Billy Lang and is adamant about Billy Lang losing his job. But, you know what, maybe I need to back off tonight. You know, they did keep that. But, see, again, Sacramento is, I mean, they're still trying to find their way to the point that it's like, you needed to beat this team. You had to beat this team because there's no way you should have lost them. There's no way you should have lost them in Sacramento, let alone back home in Philadelphia. But the key word, again, camaraderie. I need to see this camaraderie between the coaching staff and the players if I'm to believe that they have any shot of surpassing what they did last year in the playoffs.
All right. I hear you, Chris, and I think you did see it, and that's a good word. I'll keep that camaraderie.
I hope you're right. Thanks for taking my call, dude.
All right, Chris, we'll talk soon. Thank you for calling the Fanatic. Yeah, it is, whether you want to say chemistry, camaraderie, making it work. Look, this group was put together over the course of this year. Butler came first, and you gave up Dario and Covington. And then, you know, you figure your way with Butler, but you still had Landry Shamet and Wilson Chandler, and you're trying to figure it out with that mix. And then, you know, at the trade deadline, you pick up a Tobias Harris. You get Boban Marjanovic, who, by the way, had 12 points in 12 minutes of work. I'm telling you, this guy's going to help you in the postseason. Because the one time that it would hurt you would be if, in fact, you had somebody who was really pushing the pace against you. And I just think things do slow down in the postseason. And I think giving Embiid a breather, and then he comes on the floor, keeps a ball above his head, grabs rebounds, and puts it back in the bucket. I mean, and he can make a free throw. He was 4-5 at the line. So I was a little concerned when he went down in that game against New Orleans because it looked like he really injured his knee. And in fact, he looks great. He's come back and looked really, really good. So 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until midnight here on this Friday night. Sixers victorious. The Flyers were not. Flyers losing 7-6 up in Toronto, north of the border. But the Sixers now will prepare to take on the Greek Freak and the rest of the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday in Milwaukee. I'm going to check the scoreboard because Milwaukee was getting blown out by Miami Heat on the road. And then last I checked, they had pulled within 6. And now I got to check it one more time. They are up 11. Oh, my. That's just a team that toys with you, right? They had, just like the Sixers, they had a 37-point third quarter. And now they lead the Heat 100-89. I'd like to check. I bet you that they have led or have been the top team in the East. Really, I maybe Toronto had it for a millisecond. But these guys, I got to give them credit. They have really come to play this year. And anyhow, they were down 20, and now they're up 11 in the fourth against the Miami Heat. But it'll be the Sixers and the Bucks on Sunday. Should be an exciting game to watch. We go to Brad in Wayne. Brad, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing tonight?
Doing all right. How are you?
Always my pleasure. We had a very nice conversation with Brett Brown last time I called in. I haven't heard a hate call.
I know, right?
Just tuned in. But I have to say, watching the Sixers tonight come out of the box, right out of the chute, playing aggressive.
Yeah, they were. They looked good.
You saw what can happen with the five. And like I said to you last time we discussed this, Brett only had them for what? A third of the season? The end of the season? Sure. Now it's time to make the move. He can do it. For all you guys that just don't want Brett, you know, I mean, please. But great game tonight. Still got some work to do. And but at least I didn't see any sloppy play. Not those sloppy passes. I mean, the D looked tight. The O looked tight. When you get that kind of scoring balance from five of your stars,
yep.
You know, that's what we got moving forward in the playoffs, man. So, again, I'll keep it brief tonight. Just want to say hi to you and have a great weekend. And just Sixers playoffs. Brett's still with us. I'm going to say one thing. I've heard some other commentators on the Fanatic, and I love them all, talk about what do we have to do in the playoffs to keep Brett. We just have to get in the playoffs, do the best we can. Let's see how we roll. Brett should be back next year no matter what, is my opinion, because he's had a short span of time with the starting five. But yes. That's just how I feel about it. And
I'll tell you this. If he gets performances like this, which is his coaching and their playing. I don't think anybody was like out of the realm of who they really are as a player at all. I think it's just the most as a unit that they have looked together as a group.
And, you know, to that point, we saw something like what guys that are true professionals on that level can do. And coaches, and your dad was a great one. Don't take this the wrong way. Huh. Coaches get too much praise and too much blame. And you know what? When you got five guys out there not to play the game, you know, you saw what happened tonight.
Yep. Right. You sure did, Brad. Thank you. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. It's true. You know, they played really solid basketball. That's another thing. And we'll talk about it on the other side. I liked one of the things about that Brett said in his press conference about the style of play that is most beneficial for this group. We'll talk about that when we return. 610-632-0975. If you were watching or you're driving home, who was your most impactful player in this game? You have choices, that you do, because it was very well distributed amongst that starting five. Ben had 18, 19 for J.J. Redick, 21 for Embiid, 19 for Tobias Harris, and 22 to lead all the Sixers was Jimmy Butler. Who was your main man tonight? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month leases, $29.95 due at signing with up to $2,000 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. Event ends 3/31/19. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown. Up to 25% off new MSRP. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 per month. New 2019 GMC Terrain. Only $149 per month. New 2019 7-passenger Acadia. $169 per month. Or just sign and drive. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 25% off new MSRP. GMC Acadia, $169 a month. GMC Terrain, $149 a month. Buick Encore, just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck, BuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And with dogs running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Tomorrow night, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year.
They're both risking everything.
Errol Spence Jr.
Here he comes.
Takes on Mikey Garcia.
Right hand by Garcia.
For the World Welterweight Championship.
Oh, my goodness. What an end.
Spence Jr. versus Garcia. Tomorrow at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view. Order now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentlemen's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentlemen's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Spring is the best time to escape the city and leave the billboards behind in the rugged Honda Passport. It's perfect for journeying past the pavement with intelligent traction management and available all-wheel drive. Bring your big boy or girl toys with you thanks to the impressive available 5,000-pound towing capacity, and travel with peace of mind thanks to standard Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like lane keeping assist system and adaptive cruise control. So hurry into your local Honda dealer and spring into adventure in the Honda Passport.
Macy's 48-hour sale is full of limited time specials. Priced so low, you don't need a coupon. Get 40 to 50% off men's suits, sport coats, shirts, and ties. 20 to 50% off ink, American Rag, Alfani. All created for Macy's. Travel Select Savannah luggage sets, only $99.99. Reversible three-piece comforter set, $17.99. And take 20% plus an extra 15% off small appliances. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to save on what you need to make stylish updates to your kitchen and bathroom. We do it right, too, with savings on the Delta Valdosta Kitchen and Bath Collection. Featuring faucets and accessories with Spot Shield technology, so you don't have to worry about water spots and stains. And for 3 days only, all new and existing Lowe's credit card holders get 10% off purchases made with your Lowe's card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Credit offer valid 315 to 317. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Sports Talk for Morristown and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
8 to shoot. Here's Harris to Jimmy Butler. Butler fakes, shoots a baseline shot, and in. Ball game. 123-114.
That was the ball game. That was the final score. 123-114. Sixers beating the Kings down at the Wells Fargo Center to improve to 44-25. Currently sitting in the third seed in that Eastern Conference playoff picture. I realized my eyes were so bad when I said the Pistons and the Nets were tied. They're tied because they are 16 games back of first place in the conference, but they don't have identical records. And so by 1/100th of a percentage point, Detroit is in front of the Nets because they have one less win, but they also have one less loss. And that comes down to a winning percentage of 0.515 for the Pistons and 0.514 for the Brooklyn Nets, because the Brooklyn Nets do have the tiebreaker, and that's why I was confused over the Pistons. And I'm talking about that because we're just constantly looking as you get closer and closer to the end, which is now 13 games from postseason play. What will the matchup be for the Philadelphia 76ers? And on this night, that matchup is 3-6, which would be Sixers versus Pistons. Pistons playing some pretty good basketball right now, but the Sixers played excellent basketball earlier tonight when they had all five starters in double figures. Embiid had the most field goal attempts with 19, but really it was very evenly distributed. Jimmy Butler, 8 of 14, Tobias, 7 of 16, and then JJ and Ben both 6 of 12 from the floor. Just a really well played, and actually that's looking at the offense. I thought it was as a group defensively, they came to play. And Embiid's defense in particular down the stretch when they needed big plays, he has been doing this now. He's heating up for the postseason. And I think there's something in his play right now that's saying he gets that it is going to be a defensive stop that becomes the critical play in these kind of close games. And it's been three games now in a row. The one where he came and helped, he was at the top of the key and comes and blocks that shot. And then his block at the end of the game, another block he had that ended up in the hands of Jimmy Butler. That was in the second quarter. And then Jimmy got it ahead to JJ for a three-pointer. I mean, there was just really good all-around team play. They had 28 assists. The ball moved. They took care of the basketball. They only had 11 turnovers. Much improved from the 21 they had in the game against the Cavaliers. When they look like this, then you say, all right, I'll take my chances of seeing where this team goes in the postseason. We go to Stan in Broomall. Stan, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, D?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, this is probably the most consistent that I've seen them play in a while, the most consistent game I've seen from the whole team.
Like, yeah, you know, from
usually
the whole
they have
team.
Those lapses.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, they have those lapses sometimes where they allow teams to go on a big run and then they got to kind of dig their way out of it. The Kings came back, I believe, in the second quarter, maybe even the third, and took a brief lead. And then the Sixers resecured. And, you know, that's a good up-and-coming Kings team. I don't want people to sleep on it and you let the Kings hang around.
No,
The Kings are a good squad.
I am with you. And you know what? One of the things I like that Jimmy Butler said afterwards, he said exactly that. One, they are an up-and-coming. Two, they like to push the pace, which is something the Sixers, so their transition defense had to be on point, which it was, because they, in transition, usually find three-point shooters.
Shooters, right, and they have good ones.
And they do have good ones, but not on this. Well, they were 9 of 27, but...
That was partially because of the Sixers' defense, though.
Sixers
were doing a great job of getting hands up, making them take tough step-back threes. Listen, if Buddy Hield is going to take step-back threes and he's going to knock them down, it's the kids' night. But as long as you're contesting them and you're running at them and you're making them hesitate, and then you have the big fella back there, and then also Boban, he adds so much to the depth of the team
as far as a
big man coming off the bench. You know, I know a lot of teams, like you look at the Clippers with Lewis Williams, you know, or a lot of teams in general, they have a six-man, and the Sixers don't really have that. They're still trying to piece together what their bench is. And I think they're going to have to do it by committee because TJ is going to give you some sparks. You know, you're hoping Scott can hit some threes. But Boban being in the middle to still hold it down, not only offensively, but also defensively,
yep.
goes so far for this team. And if Ben can continue to play complete games, the Sixers will be in a good position. Real quick before you let me go.
No, that's fine.
The thing that I've been saying about Jimmy Butler is I think this is the Jimmy Butler you're going to see more of down the stretch and going into the playoffs. I think he understands and the coach understands for us to succeed, he's going to have to ramp it up a little bit on both ends of the floor, be a little bit more selfish, and then be aggressive on both ends of the floor. And you saw that his defense tonight, I thought, was really good, especially on Buddy Hield and Fox,
yep.
as well as Ben Simmons. And if these guys continue to play like this, honestly, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a homer, if they play like this and all five guys can give you that 20 points, 18, 19, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Sixers come out of the East.
Well, and here's the thing that I'm going to say about that. If they continue to play, and like we saw them as a group tonight, this is also a team that they haven't seen yet, not Toronto.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
This is going to be catching them off guard. It'll be really the first time people are seeing them as a group.
It's going to be fun this Sunday. It's going to be that test on Sunday against Milwaukee is going to be a really good viewing point on what the Sixers could actually be. And if they go out there and they take care of business, there's no reason to think that the Sixers won't come out the East and go to the NBA Finals.
Sure, and you know what I like? It's twofold for me. One, it's against the best in your conference. Two, it's a road game. So I don't
you
know.
You go to Milwaukee and you get a W.
I don't know what kind of crowd they will have. I know they've had good crowds this year. Now, whether that is comparable to what happens at the center, because I think that's one of the totally best different. Crowds in the business.
Yeah, that's hard to – listen, Milwaukee, they have good fans. I will say that about Milwaukee and even Green Bay, when their teams are playing, they come out and support them because they don't really have much else.
Right.
I'm not trying to take a jab. I'm being for real.
No, yeah, but it's cold.
I just feel like you gotta suck the energy out that game quickly. And I'm not saying you gotta blow them out because I don't think that's gonna happen.
Right.
But you gotta set the tone early. And you look at tonight, Embiid didn't have the monster 35 or 40 or 30, whatever you want to call it. But like I said, if you're getting that balance, where JJ's giving you 18, 19, Tobias giving you 19, Jimmy giving you 21, Ben 8. If you have that balance and you're getting productivity from your bench, the Sixers can beat anybody. And I mean that. They can beat anybody.
I agree with you, Stan. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I hear you that Embiid didn't have a 35-point kind of night. But to me, and I only know because I tweet as I go along and I was down there for the first half, I felt that Embiid's right out of the gate. I mean, he was setting the tone from an energy standpoint. He had definitely, I think, two of his early blocks came at the top of the game. And he was crashing the boards. So, I don't know. I think that he and Butler, to me, set a tone very early of who they wanted the Sixers to be tonight at both ends of the floor. And I think it just followed suit. Once again, it was a close game at half. I believe the Sixers were up by four. Four they were. And then they have a monster third quarter where they shot 67% from the floor. Tobias Harris, who was only 2 of 10 at the half, he had 10 points in that third quarter. And like I said to a previous caller, the third quarter, I used to dread because they would come out of the locker room and there was just such a, like, let the air out of the balloon. And that has changed for this group. They have put some big numbers up in that third quarter. I think against it might have been the Pacers or the Cavs because everything starts to run together for me. But one of those, their defense in the third was outstanding. No, it definitely wasn't the Cavs because the Cavs scored 30 points in theirs. It had to be against the Pacers. 610-632-0975. Jay is with us in North Philly. Jay, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing tonight?
Doing all right, Jay. Were you at the game?
No. I was not, but I was watching the game, and I want to tell you that what you said about JoJo's performance out the gate,
yep.
was he set that energy, he set that tone. And I'm going to tell you about this. I was talking to your producer, and I was telling him, I was like, what Brett Brown said tonight was he heard what Jimmy Butler was saying. Because, you know, I remember Jimmy Butler was tweeting some things. He was like, listen, we got to start calling better plays. And Brett Brown heard that cry. He heard that call. And now you see tonight of Brett Brown hearing what Jimmy Butler had to say. So, you know what? I think Jimmy Butler is a great piece. And he needs to be with us for a very long time. and we could lock him up. We could lock him up and have that big three forever, along with Tobias Harris. So that's the big four.
Big four. So I agree.
You know, and I look at what J.J. Redick does with JoJo on the field. It's just like off that pick and roll, J.J. always, it's like he is just money when he shoots that three off of JoJo's pick and roll.
Well,
it's crazy.
I was glad to see J.J. getting it back because he missed Embiid when he was out, and I thought the last two games he still wasn't. It seemed to me that they were guarding his dribble handoffs differently, but he made four threes tonight, and he looked like his old self, in my opinion.
Yes. And I think once he gets more, because you got to remember that his big man, that's his big man.
Oh, I know.
Every little man, you got a big man. So I look at J.J. Redick and Joel Embiid as like the little man, big man tandem.
I agree.
So that's how I look at it.
You know what's so funny? That's a tandem, and the other is I kept hearing Matt Cord in the background. Toby and Bobby is another tandem that plays off of each other. Little man, big man.
All
right, Jay, you have your radio on, but have a great.
I'm sorry, but you cut me off. Ooh.
No. That's all right.
No, I'm sorry. I turned the radio up. I'm sorry.
Jay, I wouldn't cut you off, but I will say have a great rest of your weekend.
All right. You too. Have a good one. All right.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for calling from North Philly. Yeah. I was trying to say that the Toby Bobby, because I think Tobias must have found, I almost call him Bogdan. Can you believe that? That's the guy on the other team. I was saying Boban. I think he found him like twice. Marjanovic he was 4-7 from the floor, 4-5 at the line. He had 7 rebounds and he played 12 minutes and 22 seconds. And he's such a likable guy. When he takes the court, the place goes crazy. By the way, talk about going crazy. I was hoping when they dim the lights and then Matt Cord tells you what the significance of ringing the bell in the city of Philadelphia is, and the place is all dark, and he says, you know, tonight's bell ringer, welcome home. And as soon as you heard the welcome home, everybody was on their feet because, of course, it was DeSean Jackson in the house. And he came out there, and that also, you know, if we want to talk about the energy of Embiid and Butler, which I thought was key to start this game, the energy when DeSean Jackson took the court and was awesome. And it was on the heels of his press conference yesterday where I thought a lot of people really enjoyed listening to him speak. So if we were talking about setting the tone, and by the way, Jimmy Butler actually said in his post game how they've like talked amongst themselves about the importance of these games down the stretch. And I'm trying to see where he said. Yeah, here he is. We talked about our turnovers and we talked about how great the Kings are in the open floor and that they find open men at the 3-point line. So clearly they talked about it and said, we can't allow this. And they didn't. The Kings made 9 3-pointers. They were 9 of 27. And he went on to say that, you know, we're talking about all of these games now matter and it's time to make a push. And so they are doing exactly that. And to the point of what Jay, the last caller, said about how, you know, the communication between Jimmy Butler and Brett Brown and making Jimmy more of a focal point of this offense in a way that Jimmy Butler is comfortable playing. Brett Brown addressed that after the game.
I agree. I thought of it was one of his best games. He was a bell ringer tonight. We will not, and I'll say not even close, we will not be as good as we can be without him playing like he plays and like he played tonight. And, you know, I'm the coach. I got to figure out the best way to do this. Some of it's what you just said with substitutions and rotations. Some of it's his teammates recognizing. Some of it's on him. And somewhere in the middle, you know, if we can all meet, he's just incredibly gifted. He really is so athletic that he can make plays through that sort of physical presence and skill package. And We need him. We need him. That's the bottom line.
And that is the bottom line. They definitely need him. So Jimmy Butler with just an outstanding performance. And personally, I know that it looked different. I don't think he's had bad games. That he can give you more, that you saw that tonight, absolutely. But I think Brett said it best because he put a little bit of it on everybody, on himself, on the teammates, and on Jimmy. And that's the way you should do it. So if you want the guy that you saw tonight, it takes a little bit of doing things a little different than maybe you do it with other people, like a J.J. Redick. You know how he gets his points. You know how he likes those dribble handoffs. You know how he runs and he runs and he runs. You know, that's his style. But you saw what the style that Jimmy Butler can play tonight. By the way, we should give him credit, too. He had 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block shot to go with his 22 points. Pretty impressive. 610-632-0975. And if we now start to look ahead, we can continue talking about what happened for the Sixers tonight in terms of picking up this victory over the Sacramento Kings. But it was important because not just the standings, and yes, they did move into the third seed, but I think you wanted to be, I would not have wanted them to go into Sunday's game against Milwaukee having played like they played against Cleveland. Now, I know in that game, Brett Brown found like that they were very good defensively in that first quarter and the fourth quarter. My problem was the 21 turns and giving up 35 and 30 points in each of those middle quarters. I feel a whole lot better of what is possible to be able to see in the matchup Sunday if you have the 5 starters come out and play as they did on this night. And now, actually, I want to go to the bench because the bench gave you what you need out of the bench also. Now, you can point out that I believe, Sacramento's bench outscored the Sixers' bench. That doesn't matter anything to me, really, because it's not drastic. And I also think that the way Brett is subbing, that the bench unit is not out there altogether. So you have a couple of the starters, and therefore they are scoring the ball more so than maybe your reserves are even taking shots. I already mentioned what Boban did. He was just outstanding in his 12 minutes. Brett Brown pointed out the defense of James Ennis is actually surprising. And surprising in this sense, because he really was known for being a guy who could knock down a corner 3, and you hoped he would be able to defend some. Mike Scott, you know, he's a gritty kind of guy who will get after it. So now I think you have a rotation and a bench that you know you're going to use. It's going to include Mike Scott, TJ McConnell, Boban Marjanovic, and James Ennis. And I think I like the minutes as well. Mike Scott will get probably the most out of all of them on any given night. Tonight that number was almost 24. Ennis had 19. And then TJ and Boban are 12-minute guys, and that's fine. That's what they're supposed to be when you have a starting 5 that is the starting 5 in Butler, Harris, and Bede, Redick, and Simmons. That's the numbers, though. Basically, you should take this stat sheet and how the rotations were, how you subbed, how you distributed the ball, how you got people their field goal attempts, and then for the next 13 games, use this as the model for what you're trying to do come postseason. Because that's a pretty good model. 610-632-0975. Looking ahead to Sunday in Milwaukee, I'm already starting to think, like, the Greek Freak and Joel Embiid, what kind of stat lines are we going to see from these two on Sunday? Now, we'll want to focus on them because they are the top 2 stars. But there's always a second guy, right? So I want Jimmy Butler's game, I want it to be built on this and have a similar game. And I want Embiid and Butler to be the best 2 on the floor. Well, actually, the Greek Freak could probably be, it'll be him and Embiid that are the best 2. But I want, like, the Sixers' top 2 to be better than the Milwaukee top 2. Looking forward to a good game. They haven't played Milwaukee in a long time, and they certainly haven't played them with this group. So it'll be interesting to see how the matchup differs from when they played them. They played them like the second or third game of the season. That was definitely the first one, and they're going to play them Sunday and one more time before the end of the regular season. I like that opportunity for your team to play the best in the conference as you are peaking and as you are going into the postseason. So they kind of catch a break being able to play them twice late in the season, given the fact that they have changed their roster as drastically as the Sixers have. 610-632-0975. And we can talk about the other thing that happened today in terms of Bryce Harper. Wow, he got nailed in the right ankle. Though when I went to Twitter and I saw the comments of Gabe Kapler didn't seem that concerned. So I hope that is the case, because it surely looked like it hurt bad. But they said it wasn't broken. He did limp off the field. I'm guessing we might not see him for the rest of spring training. But we're less than 2 weeks away from opening day. I can't believe this. 610-632-0975. Who was the best player for the Sixers wearing a Sixers red uniform tonight down at the Wells Fargo Center? Give me your vote. On the other side, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing: keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years, and they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less.
Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. It's Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom. Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
11 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified clients. 3987 to its end. Total payments, 19023. Tac plus 144. Doc fee addition for more. 1-800-Barbera.com.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive, because Barbera cares.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with a Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. One more mild day today and things dry out, cool down, and we begin the weekend fun. St. Patrick's Weekend will bring lots of great off-road ski opportunities, fun races as well, but most importantly, deep, complete coverage across the board with great grooming to boot. Spring Mountain will enjoy 7 runs, Bear Creek with 23 trails and 10 tubing lanes, to Shawnee Mountain, 23 runs, 100% open, with Blue Mountain at 39 runs, night skiing until 10. Jack Frost, still great coverage, 20 trails, Camelback, 39 runs, and plenty of tubing.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
I'm Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And with the dogs running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video wall. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com.
March in to the Piccalilli Inn for St. Patrick's Day specials and all your favorite college hoops action. See the games on their 10-foot TV and enjoy Bud Light bottle specials during all tournament games. Try their delicious St. Patrick's Day specials like corned beef and cabbage Reubens all weekend long and 22-ounce Miller Lite drafts for $3.75 on St. Patrick's Day. See why people from all over drive for the Piccalilli Inn's world-famous wings and home-style favorites. The one, the only Piccalilli Inn, Route 206 Chemung, New Jersey. For events and specials, like them on Facebook.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tomorrow night, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year.
They're both risking everything.
Errol Spence Jr.
Here he comes.
Takes on Mikey Garcia.
Right hand by Garcia.
For the World Welterweight Championship. Spence Jr. versus Garcia, tomorrow at 9 Eastern, live on pay-per-view. Order now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowsforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details. U.S. only.
Macy's 48-hour sale is full of limited-time specials. Priced so low, you don't need a coupon. Get 40 to 50% off men's suits, sport coats, shirts, and ties. 20 to 50% off ink, American Rag, Alfani. All created for Macy's. Travel Select Savannah luggage sets, only $99.99. Reversible three-piece comforter set, $17.99. And take 20% plus an extra 15% off small appliances. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win an autographed boxing glove signed by Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia. And watch the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year this Saturday night as the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world put their perfect records on the line. Live from AT&T Stadium. Philly's official Flyers station, 975 The Fanatic.
Bogdanovich on a drive, Simmons cuts him off, spins down low, calling Stein, it's blocked by Embiid, what a recovery, he was defending out top, and he runs down and blocks calling Stein. Now Joel with it to Redick, around the arc, three-point shot by JJ, it's good, huge sequence, Embiid with a block, and Redick with a trade, and the Sixers go up by 7.
They went up by 7 on the call by the great Tom McGinnis. They went on to win 123-114. You heard that was a block that I couldn't remember, but I could picture where Embiid was. He was at the top of the key. He saw they needed his help down low, and he flew to the baseline. Blocked that shot, one of his 4 blocks on the night, and one of JJ's 4 made threes. The Sixers as a group only made 7 threes, but that was good enough. They shot 67% as a group in the third quarter when they outscored the Kings 37-31. And it all equaled their 44th win, their 28th on their home court. And they are currently sitting in the third seed in that Eastern Conference playoff picture with 13 games remaining. All right, before I go back to the phones, I just want to read one of Stanlow's. I was asking, like, who was your best or who would you give the MVP of the game for the Sixers tonight? Stan Lewis on Twitter says, "This is the Jimmy Butler I'm expecting to see more of down the stretch and in the playoffs. If that happens, then the Sixers are my pick to come out of the East. Hashtag here they come." I think a lot of people would concur with you, Stan. I think many, many have said tonight, including head coach Brett Brown, that that's the best that they have seen of Jimmy Butler, and that Jimmy Butler will help them be so much better a team come the postseason. That Jimmy Butler that you saw tonight. And it was at both ends of the floor. We go to Mitch in Phoenix. Mitch, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Can you
all
hear
right.
me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Can
no.
you hear me? Okay. Well, that was Sacramento. And Sunday they play Milwaukee. So we'll see what they're all about Sunday.
That is true. I will say this, that I like better going into Sunday's game, having played as well as I thought they played tonight, as opposed to the way they played against Cleveland a couple nights ago.
What do you think of De'Aaron Fox? I think he's going to be something else.
He gets to wherever he wants on the floor. He's so quick, for goodness sakes. I didn't think he had his particularly good shooting night for him. But, yes, he's a very good player.
Yeah, he could have been a Sixer.
He could have been a Sixer. I remember his workout. He came in. He made a lot of shots. He was a very charismatic kid to talk to also. Yeah, he could have been a Sixer. I can't blame them because nobody would have taken him at number one overall.
Well,
I know. Yep. I know what you're saying because they took the Markelle Fultz. I get it. But I'm just saying that, well, maybe if they had stayed at 3, they could have taken him at 3, and that would have been an acceptable pick to take. But I think they thought he was the wrong guy alongside of Ben Simmons. And I think what we're seeing is that would not have been the case. Though, I will say this. They ended up getting a guy who had needed the ball in his hands every bit as much as Ben. So De'Aaron wouldn't have been the right guy for that reason, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you pick a guard, and they obviously wanted a guard that can shoot from the outside, mm-hmm. You know, you can't worry about who's going to have the ball. As long as you got the right players on the court and the ones that you have.
And ones that can shoot.
Right. And ones that can shoot. Because you know and I know over the years, we always look to the guards for the shooting.
Yeah.
Assists were important, but all the great guards over a long period of time could shoot the ball. All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what team you look at even today. There's 30 teams. Every guard on every team can shoot the ball.
Well, I mean, come on. We have a guard on the Sixers who can shoot inside the paint, but he can't shoot the ball.
No. And to me, that's extraordinary.
Yeah. I mean, he's a very unique talent. And he's, you know, like you look at his line tonight, he gets 18 points. He'll still get you 5 assists. He'll post people up because he had mismatches. You know, he defends now. I think he's a very good defender.
Yeah, he's definitely improved on the defense.
Yep.
And I like when he doesn't turn the ball over.
And tonight, as a group, they didn't turn the ball over, which when I went and looked, it was a 16th game, I think, where they've had 11 or fewer.
Yep.
And they had 28 assists, right? And I think they lost two of those games. But, you know, their assists in all those games when they don't turn the ball over were at the lowest one they had was they had one game where they had 18 assists. Most of them were above 28. They had like four or five of them were in the mid-30s.
Now, what's your prediction for Sunday?
Well, I don't know if you heard me earlier. You know, they haven't played Milwaukee since October.
Yeah.
So I can't even look at the – I like to usually look at the a box score from before. It's not even worth looking at that. I'd like to think that it's going to be a well-played game. I will say this, Milwaukee has improved defensively so much better than they were a year ago. So I hope the Sixers realize they're going into a team that not just scores the ball, but that they, you know, get after it defensively. I will say this, if you can guard the perimeter for them, because they rely heavily on their three-point shooting.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping for a well-played game.
Well, like I said, we played Sacramento tonight. They played Detroit, you know, not too long ago. Who else did they play recently?
The most recent would be the Pacers, Cavs, and Kings, in that order.
I meant the Cavs.
Yeah.
So Sunday will be very interesting, and if they come out with the win on Sunday, I got a lot of positivity.
I'm pregame Sunday, so we'll have to wait till another day to talk about the what they do on Sunday, all right?
All right, take care.
All right, Mitch, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. No, it is. It's a key game. Because you want to beat the elite teams in your league. We can go through it. They haven't beaten Boston yet this year. They have one more opportunity. That'll be on this upcoming Wednesday at the Center. So that's an example. Milwaukee, they have two more meetings with Milwaukee, and they lost to them in October. But really, does that matter? I mean, it's a totally different roster. Now, I should say it's not a totally different roster from Milwaukee, so maybe I should be looking at who did what for Milwaukee in that game. And then Toronto, and obviously Toronto's a very good team. You won't see them again, but those teams are the ones that you're trying to see where you are and how you measure up against them, because you're probably going to see two of them to get to... Well, if you want to come out of the East, because I'm like have fingers crossed that they can maintain the third seed, you know, throughout. Now, I don't think they're going to sit there just nonstop in the third seed. It could go back and forth maybe one or two more times with Indiana. Actually, as of tonight, Boston is two back of both the Pacers and the Sixers. Yeah, they're 9.5 back first, and the Sixers and Pacers are 7.5. So that makes that game on Wednesday so big, because it's playing against each other, which at that point we'll see. Is it still the third seed, or is it that 4-5 matchup that we love to talk about or not talk about? I thought this was interesting, but I'm not going to be able to find this stat that I found during the commercial break about the five guys scoring in double figures, and that it was the first time that you had all five guys have above 18 points since 1986, I do believe, when it was Charles Barkley, Mo Cheeks, Julius Erving. I got to find the, I want to say, I saw, would Sadale Threet have been on that game? Here it is. Let's see. So all five starters scored 18-plus points tonight. It's the first time this has occurred since March 17th, 1986, when Barkley, Cheeks, Dr. J, Malone, and Sadale Threet each did so, and they played Cleveland. That's from Elias. Unbelievable, right? 1986, and by the way, this Sunday would be the anniversary of that game. And how many years ago was that? I go 14 plus 9, 33. 33 years it hasn't happened. And then all five starters did that tonight. And it was well played, too, by the starters, I must say. I give kudos to the bench doing their part, but in terms of distribution, evenly given field goal attempts of the starting five, that was as good as I've seen the Sixers since this group has gotten together. I remind you that you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We move into the 11 o'clock hour on this Friday night. By the way, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, and I live in the city, and so for me, where I live, I see a lot of people who walk from they do the pub crawl on the weekend. Now, it's not always on the weekend of St. Patty's Day, because St. Patty's Day doesn't always fall on that. But I'm guessing on Sunday that the pub crawl will actually be happening. But I'm curious, it seems to me that there are a number of people who consider St. Patty's Day to be a holiday. And it's an important one for the younger folks. Do you celebrate it, Bri?
I'll tell you what, I used to.
and then you get
when I was hanging down in Morgantown or Aaron Express in Philly. Yeah,
there
I was,
you go. That's what it's called. Aaron Express. Yep.
Yeah, Aaron Express is usually the week before, and I guess since St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was kind of asking the question.
It's 2 weeks. It used to be in my heyday. It was two weeks in a row.
Yeah, right.
And I used to make both.
Oh, my. Well, you had a week to recover.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult, not so much.
I have never participated in that. But I do like seeing because I live in the city, I do like seeing the people. I usually like to be out there early. Once it gets out of hand, it's not fun to watch. But
I mean, the actual parade in the city is...
Do they still do that?
I think so, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Oh, all right. St. Patty's Day Parade.
I don't know when. Maybe they already did it. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But I don't know.
All right, so let's talk about the... I really need the people out there to call in and tell me what you think Sunday's game between the Bucks and the Sixers will look like. And I think the real reason I'm asking is because, with the exception of the Warriors, where you beat them out there and you played the Warriors well, it's hard to, and the only other thing we think about is how the Sixers have lost three times to Boston. And so what will it be like on Sunday? And it's a matinee game. Not too early. It's a 3:30 start, and it's a game that you can catch right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I'm looking up what the Greek Freak did in the October meeting. But again, who the Sixers were back in October is totally different than who they will be rolling out there on Sunday. And you're also rolling them out there on the heels of what I would say their best all-around performance as a group, meaning with Tobias, with Butler, and Embiid, JJ, and Simmons. And then also having Brett Brown has seemed to have found a rotation that he is comfortable with. One of that is how he's subbing, so who's on the floor together, which was a big part of Jimmy Butler looking different tonight. And the other is his commitment to his bench guys being Mike Scott, James Ennis, TJ McConnell, and the big fella, Boban. So I think things are coming together. I know there's been a lot of criticism about what this team has looked like and how it needs to be better going into the postseason. And I think dating all the way back to training camp, one of the things that I think Brett Brown learned from last year was all of this is meaningless if you can't be playing your best ball come April. And I think from day one, what he wanted to know best by the time April rolled around was who they could be defensively and be good at it defensively, and how are they going to be different than what they couldn't do offensively in the Boston Celtics series last year. And I think his concentration as a group has been to make sure they look different in this upcoming postseason, and the things that gave them trouble then will not trouble them the same now. And you can't mimic it identically in the regular season to what the postseason becomes, But I think he's figuring it out. And the rotation part was big to him. I could tell when he acquired the new guys, like that was what he needed to figure out. And he was going to give everybody a chance so he knew what he was doing or knew what he had on the table there. And I think you can tell that Ennis has outplayed Jonathan Simmons to win that ninth spot. And I'm not saying they're in the order of he's the ninth guy, but that rotation is that. And I said earlier tonight, I thought the minutes were right from your bench guys. 23 for Mike Scott, 19 for Ennis, 12 apiece for TJ and Boban. And they were all productive in their time. 610-632-0975. Sean is with us in Malvern. Sean, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, D?
Doing all right.
Yeah, no, so about the Sixers, I think it was great that we got back to our third spot in the standings.
Yeah, I don't think it'll stay that there permanently. I mean, I think it can flip-flop again.
And sure, but right now, I mean...
Yeah, no, I think as much as you can be there, you know, the Pacers are not supposed to have kept winning, but they find ways somehow.
Yeah, I know. It's surprising with after them losing their main guy and everything. Yeah. It's you know, credit to them. But, you know, I thought Joel Embiid and Butler played, you know, pretty admirable, you know, efforts from both of them.
I thought they were great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Embiid with 21 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. And then Butler, you know, chipped in with 22 points. And I just think that, you know, it was a good game for him. I know he's been getting a lot of slack lately from the, the radio shows. So.
I know, because people think he's not assertive enough. See, I don't see it that way, but I can see why they would love how it looked tonight. Because, it you know, he was outstanding.
Yeah. So, no, that was my big compliment was just, you know, to Jimmy, and hopefully, you know, some of the critics will be a little bit quieter for the next couple days until the next game, right?
All right, so because you bring up the next game, what do you see happening? And as I said, you can't really compare it from the first time around, but in the first time around, Embiid had 30, and the Greek Freak had 32. The Greek Freak had a triple-double.
I really think we can take the Bucks. I mean, if our team is playing, you know, the way they're supposed to be, with Tobias doing, you know, getting his 20, Redick getting his 20, everybody doing what they did tonight, I don't see why we can't, you know, match what they do.
All right, I like your thinking.
I'm trying to be positive there, D.
I like positivity, Sean. Sean, have a great weekend.
You too, D.
Thanks, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Listen to this. Greek Freak on that night, 37 minutes, 12 of 24, 8 of 9 at the line, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, 32 points. Oh, my. I'm already looking forward to this game. And Lopez had 5 made threes in this game. See, now I don't like that. I'll tell you why I don't like that. Because when the opposing center is making threes, our center tends to like to go out there, and that is not good. Yep, Embiid attempted 7 threes against Milwaukee the last time around. I don't want that. But he did get to the line for 13 free throw attempts. Kevin is with us in Maple Shade. Kevin, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. So the first point I want to make is that I feel like, obviously, because the most important game is always the next game, but as far as the mentality going into the playoffs, not just for us, but if we can go in there and like you said, especially give them a game, mm-hmm. It's going to go, because to get to where we want to go, the chances are with them being the first seed, we're going to have to go into Milwaukee, and we're going to have to win games, you know, coming down the line anyway. I feel like if we go in there, and remind you that Milwaukee doesn't have a ton of playoff experience, I don't feel like, either.
So no, they don't.
If we can go in there and we can win on Sunday.
On their floor, yep.
Exactly. I feel like that's going to give them, you know, not only in our – because, you know, for whatever reason, Boston is in our head. If we can go in and we can, you know, go into Milwaukee and have them thinking like, man, I don't want to see this Sixers team, you know, for 7 games. you know, to go to the Eastern Conference or to the NBA Finals down the line. I feel like you got to put the feeling in this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? You know, can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem. But you know what? You're making me think one thing that's very interesting about this. We only played the Milwaukee team or the Bucks in October, right? It was the fifth game of the season. I thought it was the third. Totally different roster. Now you're going to play them twice between now and the end of the season, right? And we make such a big deal about wanting to be the third seed. But if you end up winning these two games against Milwaukee and you feel good about yourself doing that, right, then that matchup becomes the second round matchup would be 1-4.
Mm-hmm. And now with 13 games left, I would like to see them go 10-3. I would probably settle, you know, I'd be okay with 9-4. I just feel like you have to get one of the two against Milwaukee, and God, if we
you got to get the Boston game.
Boston
yep, you
got to
get the Boston game.
Yeah, and it has. I would think that I would like to see them really assert themselves against the Celtics one of these games, just because you got to just. The mentality for us that we have to be able to get a game against them.
I would if you had the performance of your team tonight. On Wednesday night, I would take my chances that the Sixers beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That line tonight, too, I really like the I was just looking at the balance between, you know, the five starters. Everyone, I think it was 18, and then everybody else had 20.
Oh, yeah, no, I just gave the stat. Everybody had 18 or higher. Jimmy Butler had the most, 22. Tobias had 19. JJ had 19. Embiid had 20. One of them had 20 and then 18 for Ben. But it hadn't happened since 1986 for the Sixers.
And that just shows, I mean, the depth that if we can get everybody on the same page, I mean, that's.
Well, I think we talk a lot about how that was so balanced and the field goal attempts were equally balanced because you had. Embiid had 19. That was the most. Everybody else had between 12 and 16 in your starting five. I think that's I think that's perfect. I really do.
All right. Well, thanks, Dean. If you can give me what you think, and I'll hang up and listen. What you think about the next? Where would you like to see them over the next, you know, 13 games? What do you think?
Oh, the number there. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. The one thing I know is that they have. If I'm not mistaken, I think they only have 3 home games remaining. Is that possible? No, it has to be a little more than that. But it is definitely lopsided. So they're going to have to play well on the road. Now, they have become better on the road. I don't think 10-3. I think that would be outstanding. I don't think that happens because I think they have a couple of back-to-backs. I got to go back to their schedule. But... I think like the Hornets and then Boston, you'd like to think you're going to take both of those. But I look like at a Kings team that last night was in Boston. They were up 17. They end up losing that game. And I think a lot of what happened tonight had to do with the Sixers defense. But the Kings couldn't make shots. Their guys, you know, and it had something to do with the Sixers defense. But I just say that I get a little concerned when you have back to backs that you are assuming you're going to beat that particular team, even if they're below 500. And that's why everybody thinks that the Sixers are going to have the third seed, because they do play more below 500 teams than Indiana or Boston as they close this thing out. 610-632-0975. Kevin, I am going to get you a number. I'm just looking for their schedule so I know what I'm saying here. I go to Roy in New Hampshire. Roy, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, pleasure to talk to you, D.
Nice talking to you.
Hey, look, I'm thinking that Brett is finally learning how to rotate his players.
I would agree. Tonight it looked good. The rotation, I very much liked it.
Yeah, I heard you list the players that you think are going to be in his rotation. You did not mention Bolden. I don't want Bolden to not be in the rotation. Bolden needs to be in the rotation somehow, some way.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. He'll get minutes if there is a small lineup that is abusing Boban. But I think you would agree with me, Roy, that Boban, he can play.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
And when you are just trying to rest an Embiid for, you know, 12 to 14 minutes a game, and this guy takes that 12 minutes and 22 seconds, scores 12 points, gets to the line for 5 free throw attempts, makes 4 of them, and grabs you 7 rebounds and alters a couple of shots. I mean, Bolden can't give you that.
Right.
I hear you, and I wanted him to keep Bolden in the rotation so that he would stay fresh, because I thought when he fell out of the rotation, then they needed him. He took a couple games to get, you know, get his rhythm back. But I think you would agree that Mike Scott and an Ennis from, you know, perimeter defenders, you want those two. And that so long as Boban is healthy and you're not playing against a team that's really trying to push the pace, that that's the guy.
Well, on another note, you were talking about Milwaukee. Everybody's looking at Milwaukee. We got to beat Boston. Boston, as Embiid said, Boston is renting real estate in the heads of the Sixers, especially Embiid. They have got to beat Boston. I live up here, and I'm tired of these Celtics fans. I'm tired of them, D.
I hear you. Well, here's the thing. There's a very good chance that they won't play the Celtics in the postseason. I mean, it's a 50-50, right? If it's a 4-5 matchup, it's going to be the Celtics. If they can maintain or at least be in the third slot on the last day, then they're probably not going to see the Celtics.
Right.
So I would say from a confidence standpoint, if it does still look like 4-5 is there, then Wednesday's game, you would want to have under your belt. You're not going to know if you're the 4-5 at that point, because there's still too many games to play. But I would agree with you from a confidence standpoint.
You need that game, just like you said, from a confidence standpoint, from a psychological standpoint, you need to have that game, that Boston Celtics game. You got to have it. And they'll be all right. I'm glad to see that Brett has finally figured out how to rotate his players. I really am. All right.
I hope I see the same kind of rotation on Sunday, because that would that would say to me that he locked in and he's like, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sounds good.
All right, Roy. Have a great one. Yep. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. All right. I'm going back to Kevin, because he said in the 13 games, how many wins? So you got Milwaukee twice. I'm going to say you split. You have Boston, I'm going to say you beat them, so that's not a loss. You're going to lose to either a Miami or one of the two Chicago games. So I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe you could go 10-3 now that he's saying it. Brooklyn will be a tough game. I'm going to say 9-4. I am. And 10-3 is absolutely a possibility, but you are, or they are, at Milwaukee, at Charlotte, at Atlanta, at Orlando, at Minnesota. Is that a back-to-back? That's not. At Dallas, at Atlanta. You do have, I don't like this, you have a back-to-back where you're at Atlanta on a Wednesday and you come home to play the Bucks the next night. That's a shame. Well, then you better get that Atlanta game on the road. And then you have at Chicago, at Miami, and then at home with Chicago. So there's a lot of road games, is my only point. And, you know, that's where you're going to have to make a little more hay than the teams that have, you know, are playing more of their games at home. 610-632-0975. I go to Jay. Jay's with us in Jersey. Jay, what's going on with Shake Milton in your mind?
Hey, how you doing, D?
I'm doing all right.
You know what? I think that, like, to me, I'm just wondering, do you think Shake should be a part of this roster? Because I still think that the Sixers, like, I think they played well tonight, but I still think they're vulnerable to guard penetration. And I think they need another guard as far as defensively. And that's what kills us with Boston on a switch. When JJ and TJ is in there, it's going to come in the playoffs. They're going to isolate those guys. And not like Shake is some all-star or whatever, but I'm saying he's a big guard that brings a different element. I mean, carrying Patton to somebody like that doesn't help you going into the playoffs.
No.
I think keeping him on the bench having him sit there and having that element. If he
well, he
off the bench.
I'm going to tell you, after next weekend, Shake will be on your bench.
Good, good. I think that's the next move for the
Well, actually, I say that. I think you're allowed to have your two-way guys on your bench after the G League season ends. I think that's
exactly.
Part of the deal. But I don't think you're going to see him be part of the rotation. I've seen him, keep in mind, I've seen a lot of Shake, and obviously he just came back from his broken finger. He's picked up like he never missed a game. What is always difficult for me to understand is like, well, what I'm seeing in the G League, how would that transfer or translate to the NBA? And when I think of Shake, I think scoring first.
Okay.
And I don't know if he would be, I mean, if you're going to tell me like a JJ and a TJ, you know, what people do in terms of trying to expose them defensively, I understand that. But from an experience standpoint, both of those guys have been there before, and I'm not sure that Shake's ready to be able to deliver for you on the big stage because he hasn't had the chance to.
And I'll say this, B, like, because for some reason, when you watch, like, just think about teams like Golden State when they bring these guys you never heard of out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
To play.
Yep.
Just to play one role, to do something, to do one thing, to score, if it's 6 points, if he's just there to do one thing.
Right.
I think they still need, like, you can't go in there with the obvious.
I mean, I will tell you, I will tell you this. It's a shame that Zaire was out for as long as he was.
Exactly.
Because his length is significantly different than Shake's length. I mean,
exactly.
Zaire's length of his arms, and they have put so much energy into trying to develop him defensively because they think that's how he can really help this team.
Yeah.
So,
thinking about this day. When they get to the playoffs and they try to get the ball out of Ben's hands with that wall, just don't think Jimmy's handle is good enough. I mean, you can initiate the offense with Tobias. You're
sure.
Still starting it off. You can do that. I think that's a different element this year. I just think that you need another guard that's bigger just in case you get caught in there. You need a couple minutes just to kind of offset those.
You don't think Jimmy or Tobias with the ball in their hands at that point would be okay? And the other thing, at this point that they didn't do last year, if you do that, you're going to post Ben, and Ben's going to make them pay this time. They didn't do that last year.
And that's the part that I do like that part. I'm just saying, like, sometimes Jimmy is loose with the ball. And all I'm just saying, I think
he had that one late turnover.
You should keep that guy on the bench.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because, I mean, we watch it every year. There's always some guy on a good team that doesn't play that may come in
and
play.
It makes a difference in a certain situation. I got you. I'm with
you.
All right, Jay.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Tim, Rob, I'm coming back to you on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
Jackson takes additional all offers on select models with approved credit. All vehicles are pre-owned. Call 1-800-CURBAG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck's March Sport Utility Markdown is on now. Over 75 Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benz SUVs reduced. 2015 Cadillac SRX, just $19,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 all-wheel drive SUV, only $24,990. 2017 Cadillac XT5 SUV, just $27,990 at FC Kerbeck. Just $199 delivers. Cadillac SRX, XT5, Escalade, Mercedes-Benz GLA, GLE, and GLC reduced. All with FC Kerbeck's money-back guarantee. Cadillac SRX, $19,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 all-wheel drive SUV, only $24,990. 2017 Cadillac XT5 SUV, $27,990. Frank Kerbeck's March Sport Utility Markdown, now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Luck is on your side during Aaron's Lucky Days, because just $1 gets you started leasing to own a Philips 75-inch TV, a beautiful living room set, a high-end GE washer and dryer, and more. It's really easy, with no credit needed, stress-free approvals, and free delivery and setup. From March 11th through the 17th, visit a participating store or Aarons.com and get started with just $1 during Aaron's Lucky Days. Most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Spring is the best time to escape the city and leave the billboards behind in the rugged Honda Passport. It's perfect for journeying past the pavement with intelligent traction management and available all-wheel drive. Bring your big boy or girl toys with you thanks to the impressive available 5,000-pound towing capacity, and travel with peace of mind thanks to standard Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like lane keeping assist system and adaptive cruise control. So hurry into your local Honda dealer and spring into adventure in the Honda Passport.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details. U.S. only.
Macy's 48-hour sale is full of limited-time specials. And get this, they're priced so low, you don't need a coupon. Take 55 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Owning prom starts with special occasion dresses. 25% off. Save 40% on handbags, scarves, and more looks you'll love. Take 60% off memory foam pillows and toppers. And shoes for her are 30 to 50% off. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings on regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Boom. Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. It's Barbera. The best boy, I guess.
Boom. Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less. Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom. Your choice.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive, because Barbera cares.
Sports Talk for Marlton and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
No damn time.
Here's a drive by Butler through everybody. Twist up, reverse, and in. Wow, how's he do that? Jimmy Butler. Incredible drive from the right wing, through the lane, left reverse, and scores it with a multitude of Kings players there.
How does he do that? I don't know, but Jimmy Butler was doing a lot of good things tonight as he and the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Sacramento Kings 123 to 114. 44 and 25, jumped on up to the third spot in the Eastern Conference standings. And I was looking, I do believe, now Milwaukee came, yep, they were. Milwaukee was down 62-42 on the road to Miami, right? And they end up winning 113-98. They were down 62-42 and they win 113-98. And just setting the table for Sunday when the Sixers go into Milwaukee and play Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had 33 points. Last time they met, he had 32. He had 33 tonight against Miami. Got to the line for 11 free throw attempts. Middleton, 21 points, 17 for Bledsoe, 15 for our old friend Ilyasova, Ersan, putting up. And what Mirotić do? Oh, he was okay. He had only 8 points, but he was a plus 21 in the game, so his presence was felt. We go to Tim in Philadelphia. Tim, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
So I was at the game today with my buddy. It was one of the more lively games I've been to this year.
I would agree. Meaning lively, good entertainment, basketball wise.
Good entertainment, yep. Good energy, a lot of good people, good families. You know, just the whole
setting.
The whole setting was good quality Sixers basketball. Huge penis.
I think it's always a great crowd down there. I really do.
Yeah, it's, you know, and the people are really friendly. It's like you hear all these stories around the NBA of rowdy fans and racist fans. It's like, you know, everyone was just, there's a lot of unity.
You know what's funny? The other night I was sitting there, I guess it was a Cavs game, which would have been during the week, right? What day is today? Friday. So Tuesday was that game? Wednesday? I don't know.
Yeah. One of the two.
I get them all confused. But I said to the person sitting next to me, I said, you know, one of the things they've really developed here, there's a lot of young kids that go to those games with their parents. And they're so into it. They put them on the big screen, and these are going to be fans for the next, like, you know, couple decades because they've gotten to enjoy this run or trusting the process or whatever part of it that they jumped on board. And I think you can tell that they really enjoy it.
It's a really transformative kind of formative experience because I remember when I was that age in, like, the 2001 series, and, you know, I still reference that. I'm still,
I thought the building was great back then, too.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, so I wanted to call and just kind of see what your thoughts are in terms of the bench and how sustainable this bench is going into the postseason.
Well, I'm going to tell you two things. One, I like that the way Brett Brown is subbing people in and out is not what I felt like they used to do, where you'd have too many bench guys playing at the same time together. And now I feel like he mixes it up. So in that sense, I like the rotation. I'll say it more like that. And I have come to like that he has settled in on a 9-man rotation. And earlier tonight I was saying, I think the minutes that he played the bench is pretty ideal. Mike Scott got the most, little less than 24 minutes. Ennis had 19. And then your two, like, energy guys, Boban and TJ McConnell, each played 12. And it was perfect for that.
Right. Do you see Jonathan Simmons squeezing in at all, or no?
I mean, basically, I'm going to tell you what it was. It was a contest, so to speak, between Ennis and Jonathan Simmons, because only one of those guys is going to get minutes. And I would say over the last three games, I think it began for me, the Pacers game, that James Ennis has earned those 19 minutes or 15 on a given night. And I think more so, I think people thought he was going to come in and be a three-point shooter. I think his defense has been really solid on the perimeter, and I think that's why he's getting the minutes.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, thank you for your time. Go Sixers.
Yes, Tim, and I hope you get to go down there and enjoy some playoff basketball as well.
Yeah, you'll see me down there.
All right. Thank you for calling the Fanatic. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, if you heard the names, you know, Mike Scott, in this neck of the woods, obviously everybody knows TJ McConnell, you know, but Marjanovic, James Ennis, you know, maybe those aren't big names, but they're bench names. So I always say to people, if you go and you look, Golden State's bench numbers aren't like huge, but it's because they play, they mix in with some of the starters always. And when you do that, a lot of the scoring is still happening from the starters that are still on the floor. Duke beat North Carolina 74-73. That must have been a great one. Zion played in that because he returned the other night, right? Yeah. I guess he had both sneakers this time. Got it. 74-73. And I should shout out to Villanova beat Xavier 71-67 earlier tonight. St. Joe's fell to Davidson, I think by 10, and Temple was playing. They had the later game. I'll have to check in on them. It's that time of year. Sunday is Selection Sunday. We'll go to Rob in media. Rob, thanks for calling the Fanatic. How are you tonight?
Hey, D, it's Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ron.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I want our team to be productive. I want our team to win. And I'm just not seeing the consistency that we need, that we're going to need in the playoffs when we go against these elite teams. I mean, we're not – the defense is not consistent. The offense is not consistent. And it's just not enough. You still – like the other night, you had a 22-turnover night. You just can't do it. Again, and these – they're not playing elite teams, and they're making a lot of mistakes.
Well, it's hard on this night to complain about turning the ball over because they only had 11.
Right.
And yeah. I would give Sacramento a little more credit of being a decent team because they are battling for the 8th playoff spot in the Western Conference. And I think that's worthy. They're 33-35. Now, not elite like, you know, Golden State, Toronto, Milwaukee, no. But a decent West Coast team, I would say, and they were a team that had beaten them in their own building earlier in the year. So I'll say that it was more, it's not a, like the Cleveland team the other night, that's a team that's really struggling. The Kings, to me, are an up-and-coming team with young talent.
Yeah, and let me see something else that I had noticed the last couple of games. You noticed that when Boban's in there, they're throwing the ball up to him. He's in the post, and they're getting the ball. He's going right to the basket. Or players are slashing to the basket when he's not in a good position. But then when Embiid comes in, he's back at the three-point line, back at the top, doing dribble handoff. I saw him do a dribble handoff and then get in post position once, and then he got double-teamed and he threw the ball away.
Yeah,
it's so inconsistent.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going to tell you, I thought that Embiid in the early part of the game, I know he started the game 6 of 8 from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he drove baseline on Cauley-Stein the one time, and did the reverse layup. He had the dunk on I think it was Bogdanovich's head. He got past somebody and then dunked on his head. So I think he is out there with the dribble handoffs, yes. I did not feel like he was living on the three-point line. He had 3 3-point attempts.
Right.
You know, I can live with. The one that I looked at earlier in the year. Now, again, it's Milwaukee, and I think what he does sometimes get sucked into shooting threes if the opposing center shoots threes. So, like Brooke Lopez tonight had 5 made threes for Milwaukee. And I'm going to be concerned on Sunday that he's going to want to hang out there. And the last time he played Milwaukee, he took 7 threes, and that number's too high for me. But 3 is okay.
Yeah. I really want us to, you know, to compete, to be really good. And I just, you know, hope the coaching staff, they just get this thing together and get us some more consistency, and then I really will feel good. I think everybody will feel good about our chances.
Well, then I would say these final 13 games are important. If they could bottle what they had tonight, because I thought they played really good basketball at both ends of the floor, and they played,
you know,
and they played very good as a group.
You know, they were closing out on the three-point line, really. This is like the best I've seen, you know, really well.
You know what? It's funny you say that, because Jimmy Butler actually brought that up in the post game, that they acknowledged one, that Sacramento would want to push the pace. Two, they would be looking for guys on the three-point line. And three, if they did do it, like seal them so they couldn't get second attempts out there.
They were closing out on the three-point line really well tonight.
Yeah, and they ended up, Sacramento was 9 of 27.
All right, Dee, it's always a pleasure. Thank
Ron,
you.
Ron, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, there were a number of things that I thought worked out well for the Sixers in this game. And again, they won 123 to 114 to set the table for Sunday. Sixers, Bucks, 330 from Milwaukee. I can't remember the name of that building they now have. It used to be the Bradley Center. It was so easy for me to remember. Now they have the new building. I love it. I love it. It's also my cue to go to break, but hop on. We got a couple open lines here. I'm with you until midnight. Sixers were winners. Flyers fell north of the border to the Maple Leafs. They lost 7-6. Brian Elliott was in goal. So I'll take a look at those standings, and we'll see. It was a long shot, but those were some points they definitely needed, as they are closing in on the end of their season, just like the Sixers. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Jackson Tags additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month leases, $29.95 due at signing, with up to $2,000 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. Event ends 3/31/19. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown. Up to 25% off new MSRP. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 per month. New 2019 GMC Terrain. Only $149 per month. New 2019 7-passenger Acadia. $169 per month. Or just sign and drive. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 25% off new MSRP. GMC Acadia, $169 a month. GMC Terrain, $149 a month. Buick Encore, just $99 a month at fckerbeckbuickgmc.com.
Come join us.
Spring is the best time to escape the city and leave the billboards behind in the rugged Honda Passport. It's perfect for journeying past the pavement with intelligent traction management and available all-wheel drive. Bring your big boy or girl toys with you, thanks to the impressive available 5,000-pound towing capacity, and travel with peace of mind, thanks to standard Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like lane keeping assist system and adaptive cruise control. So hurry into your local Honda dealer and spring into adventure in the Honda Passport.
It was our first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
With Total Wireless, we're on the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Always, Dad?
And now with the new Mega Plan, you get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $50 a month. That's more data on a single line than we've ever had. So fall in love with your favorite characters, sing along to your favorite songs, and have really, really long conversations. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolates.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Oh, my
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4, 3. Requires one line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Boom. Your choice.
Big Bed Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom. Your choice.
Big Bed Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less. Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess. Yes.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap!
200 discounted Dodges and Rams!
I'm not kidding!
Boom. Your choice!
$179 a month! $179 a month or less!
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares!
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
TJ steals the inbound. The Sixers get it. Butler goes one for two. McConnell with the pick. McConnell with a fake. Gets two guys to leap out at him. He goes out to Tobias for three. And in. What a play. He crafted that all by himself with hustle and grit. TJ McConnell, the spirit, the heart and soul of the Sixers.
TJ McConnell. I'm still going to go back to that. The beginning of the game, the tone was set by Embiid's play. He was just so good out of the gate from an energy standpoint, both ends of the floor. And keep in mind, the last game out, he didn't look like that, and it had been his second game back. So to me, it just second game back from tendonitis in the knee. And tonight, he just looks sharp.
Here's a nice feed to Harris, but he goes back to the corner, shoots it from there, around and out. Embiid with a rebound slam. Boy, Embiid's got a spring tonight. He just looks really superb. Great timing, perfect execution, two-hand slam on the putback, and it's 19-10.
Excellent. I was agreeing with Tom McGinnis. I didn't even know he said it. All right, I have to just share this one stat from the last Milwaukee Bucks meeting with the Sixers, which was way back in October, so the roster's totally different. But in that game, are you ready for this? The Sixers allowed the Bucks to score 49 points in the second quarter. 49. That cannot happen. And again, it is a totally different roster, but the fact that they are capable of scoring 49 points in a quarter is just crazy. So it'll be the Sixers versus the Bucks, second meeting of the year, second of three. So they'll meet one more time, and that one will be at the center later in the season, or later in April, I should say. But this one is in Milwaukee, 3:30 start. Obviously, you expect big numbers out of Embiid, out of Giannis. Jimmy Butler was outstanding tonight at both ends of the floor. I anticipate that they will try to continue to find ways to get him the ball so that he can be more aggressive offensively. And I think defensively, I think the guy always delivers. I thought Tobias's defense was one of his best games. He actually told Tom after the game that he thought it was his best defensive game in this uniform, which has only been since mid-February, and also that it was one of the best defensive games for them as a unit. And I always think when guys say that, it's usually they can tell, they can feel. One of the things was that the Sixers came out of the locker room after halftime with excellent purpose. They outscored the Kings 37-31 in that third quarter. The Sixers shot 67% in the third, and the 31 points, you know, that doesn't sound like that was defensively awesome or anything, but it was the turning point in that game. In that third quarter, the Sixers shot 67. The Kings shot 52. Obviously, a night when the Sixers only turn it over 11 times, good things are usually going to happen. And in fact, they did. That's 10 less turnovers that they had compared to the previous game against Cleveland. I want to see. I do know two things about the Bucks in terms of their defense. They're number one in the NBA in terms of opponents' field goal percentage. So they'll get after you. But what they are willing to give you, because you can't be everywhere, is they do give up the most made threes on average, better than 12. And the Sixers will be due for making some threes because they were only made seven on this night, and JJ had four of those. So the Sixers, I think, in the first quarter, they were one of seven from three-point range. Obviously, they didn't need it. They were able to get to the paint. I don't know what they finished with points in the paint, but I just feel like Embiid got to the paint. Simmons was getting to the paint. Jimmy was trying to get to the rim as well. Points in the paint. Yeah, they had 60 of their 123 came in the paint. So it's nice balance that way as well. And they shot excellent at the foul line, 24 of 27. Tomorrow morning when I return at 9 a.m., I'm going to see if I can pull. Well, no, I can. I'll have Ben Simmons' last 10 games from three-point range. He's definitely turned a corner. My concern is, so he has this corner he's turned with his free throw shooting, but it hasn't been like in these meaningful or end of game situations, right? Like the game in New Orleans, I think it was, where he didn't want the ball and they put Jonathan Simmons on the line because he told Jonathan to go get that inbound. So anyhow, it's just something I'm keeping an eye on the final 13 games because there is improvement, but it's come in the last 10. And that's, you know, now you're 69 games into this and you have this little 10-game window of shooting the free throws well when for leading up to that point you were shooting 58% on the season. Tomorrow morning we'll also talk some college basketball. As I mentioned, Villanova was victorious. Duke beating UNC 74-73 and Temple lost to Wichita State 80-74. And does that make them a bubble team? The word out there says no. Brian thinks it does. Right, Brian?
Maybe you'll talk some Eagles, too. Eagles. This is a little nugget I have.
Because we never talked about Ronald Darby.
Yeah, Ronald Darby. Vincent Frank, he's a writer for Forbes, NFL writer. I don't know. 49ers have talked to the Eagles about a trade. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I'll read that when I get home tonight.
All right.
Ronald Darby stays in the mix. I also think I'm going to, we'll revisit all that happened this week because Deshaun's press conference I thought was great. I thought he just seemed so happy to be here. He answered questions from everybody. Then he rang the bell. Obviously, we should have an update on Bryce Harper's ankle by tomorrow because I'm pretty sure he was going to get an MRI just to make sure everything was okay there. And we should have an idea if, in fact, he's not going to play the rest of spring training. So we could talk about that. College basketball, we can still set the table for Sunday's game between the Sixers and the Bucks. And obviously in the Flyer standings tonight, not picking up any points will hurt them in their pursuit of trying to have this very unlikely, but they made it such a cool race to try to get to the postseason after such a slow start. But they didn't get any points tonight, and they didn't get any points last night. So last night it didn't hurt them. Oh, I did. Columbus probably played. They definitely played tonight. So I'm not sure what they did. But that's all on tap for the weekend ahead. I thank you all for calling in and hanging out with Brian and I here tonight on the heels of the Sixers picking up their 44th victory. The most well-balanced attack from this group, and when I say this group, the one that has been assembled post-All-Star or post-trade deadline, I should say, when you got Tobias, Butler's already in. By the way, one guy said to me, I asked who was the most meaningful player in the game tonight. I had one vote on Twitter for Boban. I see where the guy's coming from. Bob was the difference, he said. And the guy did have 12 points in 12 minutes of work. He was 4 of 7 from the floor. He made his first three field goal attempts, and he also was 4 of 5 at the line. I think he's going to be a crowd favorite for definitely the rest of this run. We're out of time, Bri. Thanks for the work behind the glass. I do appreciate it. Thanks to all the callers out there in the Delaware Valley. I am D-Lineham. I'll return tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Join me here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.